you have your Bible with you,
如果你有圣经
and I hope you do since you're at home,
我希望你有圣经在旁边，因为你是在家里。
Our text today will be from Luke chapter 24.
我们今天的经文是在路加福音第二十四章。
Luke chapter 4, and the passage is from verse 13 to 35.
路加福音第二十四章第十三节到第二十第三十五节。
Before we get into the word this morning,
在我们阅读思考主的话语以前
really thank God that we have this opportunities to still join together with our church family for worship.
我还是要感谢神，我们有这样一个机会，作为一个属灵的家庭，大家能够聚在一起。
As I'm standing here with Sharon,
我现在跟翻译的姐妹站在这儿。
And as I see the six brothers and sisters in front of me,
我看到台下有六位弟兄姐妹。
But I am picturing my family sitting in the place that I set up for them this morning to worship.
但是我脑海里头所呈现的一幅画面就是我的家人就好像坐在这个教堂里头跟我们一起敬拜一样。
I am seeing past the camera lens.
所以我的眼光我所看见的可以超越这个摄影的摄像头。
And God is bringing your faces into my mind.
神把你们每一个人的脸都放在我的脑海里。
And brothers and sisters, you are not sitting at home alone worshiping.
弟兄姐妹们，你并不是孤单的在家里聚会。
You are worshiping together with the rest of your church family this morning.
实际上，你现在正在跟这个属灵的大家庭的其他的所有的成员在一起敬拜。
You are with us.
你跟我们在一块儿。
You are with the Christians throughout the world or in the United States this morning who are forced to stay home, but they're also worshiping online.
事实上，你是与整个美国所有被逼着不得不在家敬拜的所有的弟兄姐妹们一起敬拜。
We are offering our worship to our God.
我们要向神献上我们的敬拜。
And we are together in spirit.
我们在心灵上是一起的。
You know, it was only a few weeks ago that we actually talked about what Jesus said about worship to the Samaritan woman.
只不过是在几个礼拜以前，我们所谈的是主耶稣基督跟一位撒玛利亚妇人的谈话。
The Samaritan woman, like many of us, we think worship has to do with a place.
这位撒玛利亚妇人就像我们当中很多人一样认为敬拜需要在一个具体的实际的某个地方。
A lot of us have become so accustomed to worship being a certain format.
很多我们当中很多人因为太习惯于某一种特别的方式敬拜。
But Jesus said it's not the place.
但是主耶稣基督告诉我们在什么哪一个具体的地方敬拜没有关系。
It's not the human traditions or the way you're used to.
也不是也跟人的传统或者你个人的习惯的敬拜方式没有关系。
He says it's about who you are worshiping.
他说关键是在你敬拜的是谁。
And the one you're worshiping is the Father who seeks the true worshipers.
而我们所敬拜的是那位寻找真正的敬拜他的天父。
And that we know that the object or the person we're worshiping is our God.
我们知道我们敬拜的对象是我们的神。
You're not worshiping through the TV screen.
所以你们也不是通过一个电视的荧幕来敬拜。
You're not looking at us worshiping.
你们也不是看着我们在敬拜。
You ought to, together with us, worship our God.
我们是在一块儿一起来向天上的父神敬拜。
You know, God looks down at us.
你知道吗？神正从天上看着我们。
Space is no issue for him.
空间对他来说不是一个问题。
You're at your homes, and we are here at church.
我们在这儿，你在你们的家里。
Other churches are meeting, also many of them in their homes.
很多其他的教会也正在他们的家中敬拜。
But let our hearts offer the worship in spirit and truth so that our God receives the glory.
让我们用心灵跟诚实来敬拜叫神的名得荣耀。
Because he is worthy of our praise.
因为他是配得我们称赞的称颂的。
So there's something that I remember doing in college.
我记得我在大学的时候有一件事情我常常做。
Because college life is tough.
因为大学生活并不容易。
You have to study.
你必须努力学习。
You have to take test.
你必须参加考试。
But you have to be social and make friends.
同时你也必须参加社交活动来交朋友。
You need to mature.
你必须变得越来越成熟。
But then you still want to have fun.
但是同时你也不愿意失去生活中的乐趣。
All types of things are pulling us, pulling on us.
所以这些所有的这些事情都压在我们身上。
And so oftentimes, when the college fellowship on campus calls the people together to worship.
所以常常当大学里头的团契叫大家来一起团契的时候。
Someone would call the believers together and say, attitude check.
那么有些人就会给那些信徒们打电话说现在你应该检查你的心态是否正确。
所以我们 so this morning,
所以今天早上
we need to have an attitude check.
所以我们需要先检查我们自己的心态是否正确。
So I want you to follow me wherever you are, here or there.
所以不管你是在哪里，请你跟着我这么做。
When I say attitude check, you say attitude check.
我说检查你的心态的时候，你就这么说。
And when we have attitude check, you have to say, praise the Lord.
那当我们检查我们自己心态的时候，我们得说赞美主。
That's what we're doing here today. We're praising the Lord. Okay, ready? Okay.
准备好了吗
？So I'll say, we'll do it in English first and then Chinese. Okay. Attitude check. 我就说。Right, 你看，我们这边的人都说 praise the Lord 了。你看，中文是怎么说呢 ？Attitude check.
所以检查你的心态，然后说赞美主。
对，然后你们要说。心态检查，因为你要检查自己的心态。OK， 我会说心态检查，你就说心态检查。No， 你说心态检查。然后我说赞美主。
赞美主。
OK， 好，我们再来一次。OK， 好，我们先用中文好了。OK，
so, in Chinese,
心态检查。
心态检查。
赞美主。
赞美主。
心态检查。
心态检查。
赞美主。你们有没有在家里说啊？Okay, all right, for those of you who speak English, ready? Attitude check.
Attitude check.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Attitude check.
Attitude check.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
All right, good. All right, let's get into the text this morning.
好，我们现在来看今天的经文。
Luke chapter 24 records a very, very a special time in our Lord's ministry on earth.
路加福音第二十四章所记录的是耶稣在世上的事工中很重要的一部分。
It is the record of something that happened on the day of his resurrection.
他记录耶稣复活的那一天所发生的事情。
On the day of his resurrection, two of Jesus' disciples.We're walking to a town called Emmaus.
在耶稣复活的那一天，他的门徒中有两位，往以马忤斯的路上走。
And on their way to Emmaus from Jerusalem, they were talking about the things that bothers them the most.
他们在从耶路撒冷到以马忤斯的路上，他们在谈他们心中觉得有一句有不解的事情。
That weighs on their heart. 他们心里面忧虑的事情。
他们的心里非常的忧虑。
It's a thing that completely consumed their mind and is weighing on their heart.
这件事情全盘的占据了他们的脑子，同时很重的压在他们的心上。
It is the Lord that they love had been crucified.
就是他们所爱的主被钉在十字架上。
The one that they considered as the Messiah, their Savior, Deliverer, had been put to death and had been buried 3 days ago.
这位他们曾一度认为是弥赛亚，是救世主的的主，居然在三天以前被钉死在十字架上。
And then on their way, Jesus appeared to them. The resurrected Jesus appeared to them.
在这两位门徒去以马忤斯的路上，耶稣基督向他们显现。
And Jesus walked with them and he spoke to them.
耶稣基督跟他们一同走，而且对他们说话。
And they did not recognize Jesus at first, but afterwards they realized that was their Lord.
刚开始的时候，他们没有认出，这就是他们的主，但是最后他们发现这就是他们的主。
And that's the text that we're going to be looking at today.
所以这就是我们今天所要看的经文。
Let's bow for a word of prayer.
我们先做一个祷告。
Father, we thank you.
亲爱的天父，我们谢谢你。
That this morning we can still worship you.
在今天的早上，我们还能够敬拜你。
And we can worship you through the hymns we sing.
我们还能够依旧借着唱诗来敬拜你。
We can worship with our brothers and sisters through the live stream.
我们能够通过现场直播跟弟兄姐妹们一起敬拜你。
And today, many of us as a household, we're worshiping with our parents, we're worshiping with our children.
今天很多的家庭家人之间，他们聚在一起来敬拜你。
And that we are offering our hearts and our worship, our praise to you.
我们把我们的心，我们的祷告，我们的赞美都献给你。
We pray that through the Spirit, your word will speak to us.
我们的祷告是通过圣灵，你用你的话语向我们说话。
And we pray, Lord, for the presence of the Spirit to be felt.
我们的祷告是求你的圣灵能够充满我们。
In Jesus' name we pray.
我们将祷告是奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Luke chapter 24.
路加福音第二十四章。
Starting from verse 13.
第十三节。
That very day, the day of the Lord Jesus' resurrection, two of the Lord's disciples were going to a village named Emmaus, which is about 7 miles from Jerusalem.
正当那日，门徒中有两个人往一个村子去，这村子名叫以马忤斯，离耶路撒冷约有25里。
And so they were talking with each other about all the things that had happened.
他们彼此谈论所遇见的这一切事。
While they were talking and discussing together, Jesus himself drew near and went with them.
正谈论相问的时候，耶稣亲自就近他们，和他们同行。
But their eyes were kept from recognizing him.
只是他们的眼睛迷糊了，不认识他。
So Jesus said to them, "What is this conversation that you're holding to each other as you walk?"
耶稣对他们说，你们走路彼此谈论的是什么事呢？
And they stood still, looking sad.
他们就站住，脸上带着愁容。
And the following verses described what was weighing on their hearts.
那么下面所要说的就是他们心中的重担是什么。
Verse 19, he said, do you not know what's been happening?
第十九节，你不知道这几天在那里所出的事吗？
Concerning Jesus of Nazareth?
是关于耶稣，纳撒勒人耶稣的事。
He was this mighty prophet in deed and word before God and all people, and how he had, how our chief priests and rulers delivered him up to be condemned to death and crucified him.
他是个先知，在神和众百姓面前说话行事都有大能，祭司长和我们的官府竟把他解去，定了死罪，钉在十字架上。
Verse 21, he says, and it's been 3 days.
21节，已经三天了。
He said, moreover, some women in our company, they amazed us. They went to the tomb early this morning,
22节,
and they did not find the body. They came back saying that they had seen a vision of angels who said that he was alive.
在这我们中间有几个妇女使我们惊奇，她们清早到了坟墓那里，不见她的身体，就回来告诉我们说，看见了天使显现，说她活了。
So that some of us who were with us went to the tomb and we found it just as the woman had said, but him they did not see.
又有我们几个人往坟墓那里去所遇见的，正如妇女们所说的，只是没有看见他。
These two disciples of Jesus,
这两位耶稣的门徒,
are very unique group of disciples of Jesus, among a very unique group of the disciples of Jesus.
是比较在耶稣的所有门徒中比较独特的。
They are not among the 12 that were chosen by Jesus.
他们不属于耶稣所拣选的那十二个门徒。
But they were Jews who followed Jesus.
他们是跟随耶稣的犹太人。
Hence they're called his disciples.
所以
And they are also disciples of Jesus who not only followed his teaching, but they've loved him.
他们不仅是跟随耶稣，听从耶稣的教导，而且他们爱耶稣。
Here, one of them, his name was Cleopas.
其中的一位，他的名字叫格留巴。
The other one was not named.
在另外一位的名字，圣经中没有说。
You know, they are like Joseph of Arimathea, and like Nicodemus. They were not among the 12, but they loved Jesus.
他们不属于耶稣的那十二个门徒中的任何一个，但是他们爱耶稣。
Joseph of Arimathea and Nicodemus were the ones who asked for the body of Jesus and took the body, prepared it, and put it in a brand new tomb.
约瑟跟尼哥底母他们爱耶稣基督，他们领了耶稣的尸体，然后把他葬在坟墓里。Cleopas
and this other disciple, they were leaving from Jerusalem to tend to business in Emmaus, but all that they could think of is what had happened.
那么这个格留巴跟另外一个，他们离开耶路撒冷往以马忤斯去，但是 这件耶稣被钉死在十字架上的这件事情，全盘占据了他们的心灵。
And the Bible tells us that as they're talking about it, as they're thinking about it, they were downcast.
那么圣经告诉我们，当他们在谈论思想这件事情的时候，他们脸上带着愁容。
They were sad.
他们很悲伤。
What had happened in their life in these recent days has caused their brain to turn into spaghetti.
所以过去这几天对他们来说所发生的事情，把他们的脑子好像搅成一团浆糊了。Right?
That's the expression, right? It's basically just a swirl of mess.
所以他们的脑子变成他们完全糊涂了，
像意大利面一样，就是一团乱。
所以他们脑子一团乱。
And their hearts like turned to lead, and they just sunk.
那他们的心完全的低沉下来。
Because what had happened was not just a sad news about some man named Jesus who died.
因为所发生的不仅仅就是一个一位叫耶稣的人被钉死在十字架上这么一件让人悲哀的消息。
It's not a sad news that they heard about, so they became sad. It's because they are sad because this news touches their life.
这不就是一个他们所听到的一件让人忧愁悲哀的新闻而已，这是他们自己亲身经历的一件事情。
They can't help themselves but to talk about it and to think about it.
所以他们忍不住一直在谈论这件事情，一直在思想这件事情。
They can't help but to be bothered and to be weighed down and to be sorrowful.
他们情不自禁的他们觉得很悲哀，他们心里很沉重。
You know, brothers and sisters, what do you talk about when you see people these days?
当你看到现在一般人的反应的时候，你怎么说？
What do you talk about?
你们所说的是什么？所谈的是什么？
Coronavirus.
就是新冠状病毒。
3 weeks ago, you talk about coronavirus.
三个礼拜以前，你所谈论的是新冠状病毒。
But you're talking about coronavirus that's happening somewhere else.
但是当你那个时候谈论的时候，你谈论的是这个病毒在其他的地方发生。
Oh, have you heard? Have you read? You know what's happening in China? You know what's happening in Asia?
我们所看见的，我们所听见的，我们所读过的，在亚洲，在中国，在世界上别的国家正在发生什么？
Have you seen the craziness and the empty shelves in their supermarket?
你有没有看见在他们的商店里头，所有的东西都被抢购一空了？
How sad.
真是让人悲哀呀。
We worry about them.
我们为他们难过，我们为他们担心。
Some of us have family or friends in those regions. We worry about them.
我们有家人，我们有朋友住在那些地区，我们为他们担心。
But this week, when you talk about coronavirus,
但是这个礼拜，当我们在谈论新冠状病毒的时候，
It's serious now.
这个问题变得非常的切身，而且。变得非常的严重了
Now,
变得非常的严肃了我可能会被感染到这种病毒
Or my family might get it.
或者我的家人可能会感染到这种病毒
I have to change the whole way I run my household.
我必须要改变我所有的以前习惯的家里的生活方式
Now I actually have to wash my hands and keep them clean.
现在我真的必须自己把手洗得很干净。
Now I better not cough in public, otherwise people will walk away from me.
现在我最好不要在公众的场合打嚏喷或者是咳嗽，要不然别人会看着我。
Are people who typically go into offices to work now offices are closed down. You have to go home.
那么一般人所习惯去工作到办公室工作那现在所有的办公室都关闭了
Now schools are closed and the kids are going to stay home
他们需要在家里工作那么学校也关闭了孩子们都回家了
What am I going to do with all the people in my house all day long?
那么我的家人一天到晚都在家里那么我怎么办
What am I going to eat?
我应该吃些什么
I heard that yesterday our local supermarkets are all out of not just rice, but meat and vegetables and milk.
我听说昨天我们的超级市场里头所有的食品像牛奶啊这些都都被抢购一空了。
The situation is worrisome.
所以这个情况的确让人担忧。
We see the potential of devastation that this can cause.
我们可以预见将来可能发生什么样的这种严重的后果。
We are afraid to go out and interact with people.
我们害怕外出，我们害怕跟人直接的有接触。
It's a big challenge for us to know what to do for the next few weeks.
对于未来的几个礼拜，我们当怎么做？这对我们来说是一个很大的挑战。
For some people who are planning retirement and have all their retirement in stocks, now they don't know if they can retire anymore.
那么有些将要退休的人士，他们所有的退休金都放在股票上，那么他们可能现在必须要延缓退休的时间了。
Relationally, there will be challenges. Financially, there will be difficulties.
所以在人际关系上会有挑战，在财务上也会有挑战。
Now people says we can't even come to church. What are we going to do? Spiritually, it's a time that we have never faced before.
那么有人说，现在我们不能到教堂去敬拜神。那么在灵性上灵命的方面，我们该怎么办？
But you know, this week as I was praying.
但是你知道吗？这个星期我在祷告的时候
，I realized something.
我忽然意识到一点。
And I don't know if you already realized this.
我不知道你是不是也跟我有同样的感觉。
Many of us are weighed down and are worried and are sorrowful, and we think it's because of coronavirus.
我们当中很多人我们心中像有很大的重担压在我们的心上，我们以为这是因为新冠状病毒的关系。
But it's only because that's a common topic we get to talk about.
但是这只是因为这是大家现在所谈论的一个话题。
Coronavirus is not the cause of our worry and our sorrow.
其实新冠状病毒本身并不是我们担心我们忧愁的原因。
This situation that we're faced with just only exacerbates the problems that we have.
我们现在所面对的问题只不过是加重了我们一向面对的需要面对的问题而已。
I think for many of us, even before the spreading of the virus had happened in our community, we are already weighed down.
我想我们当中很多人即便就在新冠状病毒爆发之前，我们心头已经有很多重担。
There are already so many things that touches upon our lives, that weighs on our mind, that weighs our hearts down.
已经有在新冠状病毒发生之前，已经有很多的事情占据我们的脑海，像重担一样压在我们的身上了。
I mean, the worries of life is always upon us.
所以生活中的忧愁担忧的事情，其实一直是我们所经历的。
I know many of us are faced with health problems and the sudden disaster that almost seemed to strike our lives.
那么我们知道我们当中也有很多人一直有健康上的问题。
Some of us
是我们生活中的一个挣扎，一个挑战。
Some of us are dealing with recent loss, a sudden loss of loved ones.
或者我们当中有些人最近刚刚失去了心爱的人。
There are those of us who are dealing with family issues that is bothering us to an extent that we don't want to think about it, but we can't even stop it from creeping into our minds and our hearts.
我们当中有些人正在经历家庭上的一些问题，到一个程度我们不愿意去想，但是还是忍不住让它影响了我们。
We cannot openly talk about it.
我们不能够公开的谈论这些问题。
But we may be talking about it among the husband and wives.
也许只是丈夫跟妻子之间在谈论的问题。
Maybe with a few very close friends who we trust, we share these things with them.
或者我们只是跟一些我们比较亲近的朋友们来讨论我们的问题。
And we do our best to put on a brave, you know, brave face, and we move on in our lives.
我们尽我们最大的力量，在外表上能够装出若无其事的样子，继续我们的生活。
And even as disciples of Jesus,
作为耶稣基督的门徒，
we say we want to trust him, and we say we're going to move on with faith.
我们说我们要信靠他，我们要靠着他继续往前走。
But like these two disciples on the road to Emmaus, those footsteps were heavy.
但是呢，就像我们就像这两位要去以马忤斯的门徒们一样，我们前面的道路，我们知道是极其艰难的。
We must move forward, so we drag our feet.
我们必须要往前走，所以我们就步履蹒跚地往前走。
But we cannot avoid that invisible weight and burden that we are carrying, and our face just cannot be lit up.
但是我们没有法子避免我们心中的重担，我们的脸上也没有法子不带着愁容。
You know what the problem was for these two disciples?
你知道吗？这两位门徒的问题在哪里？
They did not believe truly that God is in control.
他们并不是真正的相信神掌管一切。
Because everything they see and everything they know, they process it only from a human experience.
因为他们所看见的，他们所知道的，他们所听见的，他们只是通过人的方式去消化这些信息。
They know that the Lord that they respected,
他们知道他们所敬重的这位主，
the teacher that they followed,
他们所跟随的这位父子，
the master that they loved,
他们所爱的这位主，
was killed,
被杀害了。
They saw him being crucified,
他们看见他被钉在十字架上。
They saw him being buried,
他们亲眼目睹他被埋葬了。
But they know that God was to choose a Messiah to save them.
但是他们同时也知道神会拣选一位弥赛亚去拯救他们。
Likely they know Jesus' message that in 3 days I will rebuild the temple.
可能他们也了解耶稣说的，在三天之内他会重建圣殿。
But they did not really believe and understand that God is in control.
但是他们并不是真正的毫不怀疑的相信神掌管一切。
They know that a person, a live person can die.
他们知道一个有生命的活人是会死的。
But they cannot process that a dead person can come alive.
但是他们从作为一个人认知的层面上，他们不相信死人可以复活。
They heard the eyewitness testimony of those who went to the tomb who said that it was empty.
他们听见有人见证说他们亲眼目睹这个坟墓是空的，里头已经没有尸体了。
They believe the testimony to be true.
他们相信这些人说的话是真的。
They can understand that the tomb can be empty.
他们也可以了 他们也可以理解一个坟墓是会变空的这样一件事。
Likely, like Mary and other disciples, they think that someone removed the body of their Lord Jesus.
他们也可能就像玛利亚跟其他的人，他们想可能有个人把尸体挪开了。
Not only is the one I loved the dead, now he's gone. Even his body is gone.
我爱的那一位不但死了，而且他的尸体都不见了。
The angel said he has become alive, but no one has seen him.
虽然天使说告诉我们他已经复活了，但是没有人真正的看到这位复活的神。
Brothers and sisters, that is our problem.
弟兄姐妹们，我刚才所描述的正是我们的问题。
We say God is in control,But we say that God's control probably doesn't affect what I'm dealing with.
我们说神掌管一切，但是我们实际上认为神所掌管的可能跟我现在所面对的问题没有关系。
What I see, what I know, how I feel is out of God's control.
我所看见的，我所感觉的，我所听见的，我所知道的，跟神掌管一切。
Because I am processing everything from a human experience.
那些是神掌管不了的，因为我把我所知道的信息，我是从人的层面去消化，去理解这一切。
So even when Jesus himself came alongside these two disciples,They could not recognize him.
所以即使耶稣现在是跟这两位门徒一同行走他们却没有认出他。
How do we know that these two people were not able to process all that's happened in their life through a lens of faith?
他们这两位门徒为什么不能通过信心的视角去去理解去消化所发生的那一切呢？
In other words, how do we know that they cannot see and process what they are experiencing from the perspective of God?
我们怎么知道这两位门徒不能够从神的角度去消化去理解所发生的一切？
Because Jesus himself in verse 25 said to them,O foolish ones, and slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have spoken.
我们怎么知道那两位门徒现在的光景？那是因为耶稣自己说，无知第二十五节，无知的人呐，先知所说的一切话，你们的心信得太迟钝了。
Do you not know that the Christ should suffer these things and then enter into glory?
你们难道不知道吗？基督这样受害又进入他的荣耀，岂不是应当的吗？
Jesus rebuked them.
所以耶稣在这儿是在责备他们。
They're not the only two disciples who lacked faith.
他们其实缺乏信心的门徒不止这两位。
Mary Magdalene lacked faith at first.
比方说玛利亚。
Peter and John lacked faith at first.
比方说先前有彼得有约翰，他们也缺乏信心。
They saw the empty tombs and they just think that the body had been stolen.
他们看见坟墓是空的，他们就认为尸体被人偷走了。
And later on, when the disciples were gathered in the upper room, and when Jesus appeared to them, they still could not believe.
后来，这些门徒们聚集在一起，在一个房间里，耶稣向他们显现，但是他们没有认出耶稣。
Jesus says, "You didn't really trust God."
所以耶稣说，你们并不是真正的信靠神。
You're foolish.
你们是愚蠢的。
You think you know God's word.
你们以为你们明白神的话。
You say you want to obey and trust in God's word.
你说你们要信靠神 的话。
And you do read God's word, and you do honor God's word.
而且你真的是阅读思考神的话，你真的是荣耀神的话。
But when it comes to processing what you are experiencing in life, you're not processing with God's word.
但是当你真正的要想要理解，想要消化你在实际的生活上所经历的时候，你并没有从神的角度去理解，去消化这一切。
You did not process these things with the faith you ought to have on God's word.
你并没有用你应该有的对神的话语的信心来消化，来理解，来解释发生在你生活上的一切。
You are foolish.
所以你们是愚蠢的。
Your heart is slow to believe.
你的心是信得很迟钝。
And that weighs you down.
这就是你心头觉得非常沉重的原因。
And you cannot be lifted out of your sorrows.
这就是你一直陷于忧愁之中的原因。
And it is so precious, brothers and sisters. You see in verse 27, our Lord Jesus Christ, he started to talk to these two disciples that he loved.
这也就是为什么第二十七节更加的宝贵。于是从摩西和众先知起，凡经上所指着自己的话，都耶稣都给他们讲解明白了。
主耶稣基督亲自的对他所爱的这两个门徒去把神的心意，把神的话讲明白给他们听。 The Lord Jesus, he began with Moses and the prophets, and these were the word of God to God's people during their times of need, and Jesus himself interpreted these words, and he taught the word of God, he taught the scriptures to the disciples.
最宝贵的就是在门徒在最需要有需要的时刻，主耶稣基督自己亲自的把从摩西和众先知以后经上所指着他自己的话都给他们讲解了。
You know, in the Bible, it was one verse.
在圣经里头，这只是一节。
It takes us 5 seconds to read it.
我们读它只不过需要五秒。
But this was a 7-mile hike that Jesus was on with them.
但是这是一个耶稣在这儿跟他们同行了七里路。
It was hours of fellowship.
这是好几个钟头耶稣跟他的门徒有团契，有交通。
It was hours of intimate fellowship.
而且是一种极其亲密的团契交通。
The Lord Jesus using God's word to talk to the ones he loved.
主耶稣基督向他所爱的讲解神所赐下的话。
Yet the disciples still did not fully understand that it was their Lord that was talking to them.
但是这个时就是这个时候这门徒们还没有完全明白过来是他们的主在跟他们说话。
It wasn't until later on when they reached Emmaus and they sat down at dinner.
一直要等到后来日头已经平息了，他们坐下来一起吃晚饭的时候。
In verse 30, Jesus sat down and he took the bread and he broke it.
第三十节，耶稣坐下来，拿起饼来，祝谢了，拨开，递给他们。
And he gave it to them.
他给他们，递给他们。
It was Jesus doing something with the disciples that they know was what Jesus did for them.
这是耶稣在这个时候跟他的门徒一起来做这件事情，这个时候他们才 认出耶稣基督。
And then their eyes were open, and they recognized this is Jesus.
他们的眼睛在这个时候，才明亮了，才认出这就是他们的主。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们
，When we read the scripture,
当我们读这段经文的时候
，When we're gathering together to do Bible studies.
我们聚在一起查经的时候
Whether in person or now online through WebEx
不管是我们一起实际的坐在一起或者是我们现在通过网上来敬拜
Whether it's through worship and hearing a sermon Whether in person or through the live stream
不管我们是听一个人对我们教导神的话或者是我们通过现场直播来听神的话
It isn't until you recognize that it was Jesus speaking to you will you be able to be lifted up
我们都必须真正的明白主耶稣基督与我们在一起的时候我们才会被我们的灵命我们的心情才会被提升
yeah, 我们查经的时候或者是我们听到的时候若不是我们知道是主耶稣基督亲自的在与我们说话那我们就没有办法我们的心就没有办法被就没有办法火热 We have to recognize that this is our Lord
我们必须要认识到这是我们的主
Jesus has saved us
耶稣基督已经拯救了我们
You know, on the moment when we recognize Jesus' love
我们一旦认识到主耶稣基督对我们的爱
Do you remember that moment?
就在那一刻
That the Lord Jesus touched your heart
耶稣基督才是真正的触摸到你的生命。
Do you remember those moments in your life that Jesus walked with you and he held your hand and led you?
你能不能回想到你生命中有哪一时哪一刻主耶稣基督亲自与你同行他牵着你的手向前走
Do you remember the specific prayer that you prayed and how he answered it?
你能不能回想到有没有哪一个祷告他回应了垂听了你的祷告
Do you remember how his powerful hand lifted you up and affected your life and changed the course of direction in your life?
你能不能回想到有哪一个时候主耶稣基督他亲自的牵着你的手他让你的心振奋起来并且从此你的人生迈入一个新的崭新的方向
Because that's how he reminds you that I am him
因为他就是通过这个来提醒我们说他在这里
I am with you
我与你同在
I am the one who's walking with you
我正与你同行
I am the one who is talking to you
我跟你说话的就是我
Open your eyes
所以你应该打开你的眼睛
See me
来真正的来看着我
Oh, look at these two disciples
那我们现在回过头来看这两位门徒
Verse 33
第三十三节
They said to each other,
他们彼此说
Did not our hearts burn within us while he talked to us on the road?
在路上他和我们说话给我们讲解圣经的时候我们的心岂不是火热的吗
Did not our hearts burn within us while he opened to us the scriptures?
当他们向我们当他向我们讲解经文的时候我们的心我们的眼睛不就开了吗
You know, there's nothing more rewarding in my heart
在我的心中没有其他任何事情能够带给我更多的快慰。
Then to see my own children turn their heart to God.
这一件最能够带给我快慰的事情是当我看到我的孩子转向主的时候。
You know, there's nothing that causes my heart to humbly offer my worship as much as seeing my own children have a desire and a thirst for God's word.
只有在我的孩子们有真正对神的话有真正的饥渴慕义的心的时候我是最让我能够谦卑下来敬拜神的时候。
Just so you know, I don't make my children read the Bible.
我要告诉你们，我并没有强迫我的孩子读圣经。
They don't have a Bible reading plan at home.
在家里我们没有所谓的有计划的阅读圣经的功
课。But they all have a Bible.
但是他们都有圣经。
And of course, I encourage them to read the Bible.
当然，我鼓励他们读经。
In my instruction to them, I use God's word and His principles to teach my children.
当我教导他们的时候，我是用神的原则，用神的话去教导他们。
But I know that it must be their own desire to want to know God through His word that matters.
但是我知道最重要的是要他们自己心甘情愿的主动的有这个对神的话有渴慕的心。
One time, one of my child is reading her Bible by herself.
有一天我的一个孩子他自己一个人在读经。
She was reading an Old Testament, a passage from the prophet.
我想他在阅读的是旧约一个有关先知的经文。
She called me over, Daddy, Daddy, come over. She's so excited.
他就变得非常的兴奋。
She said, Look at this verse, look at this verse, I'm highlighting it.
他让我过来看，他说我要重点我在重点
我把这个画下来。She said,Oh, I think this is talking about Jesus, isn't it? This is talking about Jesus.
因为这句话讲的是耶稣基督。
I want to be very excited with her.
那我希望我能够跟她一块儿一样的兴奋，一样的激动。
And I was.
而且我的确是跟她一样的兴奋。
But I had to tell her.
但是我得告诉她。
That verse is not talking about Jesus.
什么？
That verse wasn't talking about Jesus.
那节但是我得告诉他，那节经文讲的不是耶稣的事。
I mean, we want to be excited about God's word, but we can't forget to interpret it correctly, okay?
我们当然要对神的话语感到非常的兴奋，非常的激动但是我们必须也要正确的理解。神的话。
But I said, you know what? That verse talks about God's goodness and His faithfulness.
我对他说，你知道吗？你现在读的这节经文所讲的是神的伟大，神的信实，神的良善。
It is a wonderful verse. I'm so glad that you're able to highlight it, and I'm so glad that your heart responds to it.
这真是一节很棒的经文，我很高兴你能够重点画下来，我很高兴你这么喜欢这节经文。
We like family worship or family devotion at home.
我们喜欢在家里一起做崇拜，家庭崇拜，
或家庭灵修，
或家庭灵修。
But we don't always get to do it.
但是我们并不是很有恒的一直都在这么做。
And in fact, we don't get to do it much.
事实上有很多时候我们没有法子
But I am so thankful to God.
但是我依然感谢神。
That those few times that we are able to get the family together and to sing and to pray, and now as the kids are older, they have their own devotional books that they're excited to get the family together to read and to share from God's word.
但是我依然要感谢神，在我们过去有限的所有的家人都能够聚在一起，崇拜，灵修的时间里，孩子们，我们跟孩子们一起赞美神，一起敬拜神，一起祷告。那么现在孩子大了，他们自己有自己的灵修生活。
然后他们也喜欢跟他们的家人在一起，他们用他们灵修的书籍带着我们一起做灵修。It is not about the mechanical act of reading the Bible daily. It is not about the rule of implementing family worship on a weekly or daily basis that matters.
重要的不是这种类似机械化的方式，就是应该在什么时候一起做灵修，一起做家庭的崇拜，或者等等。
What matters is, are we connecting to our Lord Jesus through His words?
关键是我们是不是真正的跟主耶稣基督、跟神有亲密的关联。
Jesus is walking with me. Jesus is walking with you.
耶稣基督一直在跟我同行，跟你们同行。
In the time of your sorrow, in the time of your worry, in the time of your busyness, in the times of uncertainty, Jesus is walking with you.
在你忧愁的时刻，在你烦恼的时刻，在你忙碌的时刻，在你面对困难的时刻，耶稣基督都在与你同行。
Not only is he walking with you, he is talking to you.
他不但与你同行，而且他跟你说话。
He's talking to you right now.
他现在正跟你说话。
I mean, he will be talking to you later after the live stream as well.
在这个直播之后，他还会继续跟你说话。
When your husband and wives have to work from home next week, when all of your children are now at home all day long, he's still talking to you.
下个礼拜可能你的先生太太都要在家里工作，所有的孩子都回到家了，主耶稣基督还是会跟你说话。
In the midst of you dealing with your family issues and your health issues and your financial issues and your issues with coronavirus, he is with you and he is talking to you.
在你面对家庭的问题的时候，工作上的问题的时候，健康的问题的时候，财务问题的时候，他都一直在跟你说话。
He is talking to you through the scripture.
他通过圣经跟你说话。
Are you putting on the lens of faith?
你现在是不是就
透过信心的镜片，
通过信心的镜片
，so that you can see things through God's perspective.
这样子你好能够从神的角度，从神的视角来看待万事万物。
Through His own words,
通过神自己所给的话。
Through the teaching and spoken words of Jesus Himself, so that you can face life.
通过主耶稣基督的教导，通过主耶稣基督自己所说的话，来面对生活上的万事万物。
Can move from uncertainty and sorrow into certainty and into the burning of joy.
这样子，你的心才能够从那个不确定、困惑、忧愁的情况到踏实的、安宁的、而且蛮有喜乐的情况。
You say, well, good for those two disciples. They had Jesus talking to them. I don't have Jesus.
你也许会说那些门徒们真幸运有耶稣基督跟他们说话
no,
而我没有
No, 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 you have, you have
但是 这是错误的
Did not Jesus himself during the Last Supper tell his disciples in John 14, 15, 16 saying I will ask the Father and he will give you another helper another comforter besides me to be with you foreverAnd he is the spirit of truth.
耶稣基督不是在约翰福音中告诉我们在他与门徒共进最后的晚餐之后在约翰福音第十四章第十五章第十四章十六节说会有另外一位来到你们当中那是真实的灵就是圣灵。
He will be with you, and he will be in you.
他会与你同在，他会住在你里头。
And verse 25, Jesus says, These things I'm speaking to you while I am with you, but the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things, and he will bring to your remembrance all that I have said to you.
约翰福音第十四章二十五节我还与你们同住的时候已将这些话对你们说了但圣灵但保惠师就是父因我的名所要差来的圣灵他要将一切的事指教你们并且要叫你们想起我对你们所说的一切话
There is no moment more appropriate than nowBrothers and sisters, that we need to hear the voice of the Holy Spirit teaching God's truth to us.
没有，从来没有一个像现在这样最更恰当的时刻，我们需要听圣灵保惠师亲自来指教我们，神对我们所说的一切话。
You've heard it before.
你从前风闻这些事。
That Christians need to read the Bible and need to be led by the Spirit. We need to hear the Spirit in our prayer. You've heard all this and you said, that's what I want.
你们从前一直听说圣灵会与我们同在圣灵保惠师会指引我们这一切。你说 我需要圣灵来跟我说话但是我没有听见圣灵跟我说话。
It's not because he's not with you.
这并不是圣灵没有与你同在。
It's because you're still processing everything in your life with a human experience.
而是你依旧在按着人的方式去理解、去明白、去消化生活中所发生的一切。
Open your eyes through faith.
所以我们需要开启打开我们信心的眼睛。
Seek
去寻找能够
Seek to hear
寻找能够听见这个真理
Seek to have your eyes opened
你要寻找让你的眼睛能够明亮的方法
You never had a chance to have family worship or devotion
你是不是从前一直没有机会家庭能够在一起灵修或崇拜呢
you're so busy,
因为你太忙了
and you don't know how to?
或者说你不知道该怎么办
guess what?
你知道吗
you got 4 weeks coming up
在未来有四个礼拜
you have the spirit
你有圣灵
you have the Lord
你有主
you have the word
你有神的话
Allow God's word to teach you and inform you so you can face your life and turn your sorrows into the burning joy you have.
所以你需要让神能够通过他的话来教导你这样子你才能够不再忧愁你才能够有火热的对神有火热的心
This morning with Psalm 121
在结束的时候我要跟各位分享诗经诗篇
121篇。I'll go ahead and read it in Chinese, in English, and then I'll read it in Chinese again. 我来读好了 ，OK? Yeah. I lift up my eyes to the hills. From where does my help come? My help comes from the Lord, who makes the heaven and the earth, and he who keeps you will not slumber. Behold, he who keeps Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is your keeper. The Lord is your shade on your right hand. The sun shall not strike you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will keep you from all evil, and he will keep your life. The Lord will keep you going out and your coming in from this time forth and forevermore. 诗篇第121篇。我要举目，我要向山举目，我的帮助从何而来？我的帮助是从造天地的耶和华而来，他必不叫你的脚动摇，保护你的必不打盹，保护以色列的也不打盹，他也不睡觉。保护你的是耶和华，耶和华在你的右边应庇你，白日太阳必不伤害你，夜间月亮也不害你。耶和华要保护你免受一切的灾害，他要保护你的性命，你出你入，耶和华要保护你，从今时直到永远。 Amen.